Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headlines, scores, and we start with a huge Game 5 win for the Boston Celtics, 93-80. They dominated the second half to the tune of a 56-38 scoring split. They are now one win away from the NBA Finals after losing their last four conference finals. Jaylen Brown scored 25 points, including 17 in the second half. Jason Tatum had a 22 of his own. Al Horford with 16. Derek White with 14. Tatum also had 12 rebounds and 9 assists. The Heat shot 32% in the game after shooting 33% in Game 4. Gabe Vincent led the way with 15. Jimmy Butler had 13. The Heat were 7 of 45 from three-point range, one of the worst numbers that you'll ever see in a playoff game. They actually missed the most threes in franchise history, in playoff franchise history. Game 6 is in Boston on Friday night. The score over a 6.5-minute stretch to start the second half, Celtics 24, Heat 2. The turnaround was 59-58 Boston to 83-60 Boston, and that was that. We also had one of the wackiest hockey games you'll ever see. The Blues win 5-4 despite the Avs having a 3-0 lead and then a 4-3 lead with 2 minutes to go, but the Blues just wouldn't let their season die. We will see Game 6 of that one back in St. Louis on Friday. Let's go to some news. Colin Kaepernick, who last played pro football in 2016, the year he started kneeling during the national anthem, worked out on Wednesday for the Raiders. It marked Kaepernick's first workout with an NFL team since being exiled, and it was the first time the quarterback visited with a team since he met with the Seahawks in May of 2017 before they passed on the opportunity to sign him. Raiders owners Mark Davis is following in the spirit of his late father, Al Davis, who provided many opportunities, such as hiring the NFL's first black head coach and its first women chief executive. A Nevada judge ruled in favor of Las Vegas Raiders coach John Gruden on two motions Wednesday, opening the possibility of a jury trial as he claims the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell selectively leaks Gruden's emails to force his removal back in October. He had resigned as a coach on October 11th after emails were leaked that include racist, anti-gay, and misogynistic language. Gruden's suit alleges that the NFL leaked his emails, which had been in the league's possession since June of 2021, to the Wall Street Journal and New York Times in October in an effort to harm Gruden's reputation and force him out of a job, saying, quote, "There is no explanation or justification for why his emails were the only ones made public out of the 650,000 emails collected, or for why the emails were held for months before being released in the middle of the Raiders season," end quote. Here's a crazy story. Corey Zeidman, a former World Series of Poker bracelet winner, was arrested on charge of fraud, wire fraud, and conspiracy to commit money laundering in relation to a $25 million sports betting scheme that scanned from 2004 to 2020. As part of the scheme, Zeidman and his co-conspirators placed misleading radio ads in U.S. markets, claiming to have, quote, sophisticated white-collar approach to gathering sports information. They called themselves the Gordon Howard Global or the Ray Palmer Group. They were told the organization had privileged information about fixed games that it received from physicians at colleges and television executives. Callers were asked to pay a fee for access to the information. Just remember, people, if you hear about a gambling person on the radio, do not give them money. Rafael Nadal reached his 300th career Grand Slam victory with a win over Corentin Moutet in the second round of the French Open. Only Roger Federer with 369 and Novak Djokovic, who collected his 325th win earlier on Wednesday, are ahead of Nadal for career wins at major tournaments, though Nadal does have the most male Grand Slam trophies with 21. Federer and Djokovic both have 20. Let's go to the moments we're watching today. Warriors-Mavs, another chance for the Dubs to close things out. 9 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. For the third straight series, the Warriors lost their first chance to advance while playing on the road. The Mavs, on the other side, have staved off elimination three straight times this postseason, winning Game 6 and Game 7 in Phoenix in the second round, then again against the Warriors in Game 4. Rangers-Hurricanes tied 2-2. Hurricanes haven't lost the game at home yet in this playoffs. That one is at 7 p.m. We'll see if the Rangers can break through Carolina's great homestand. Oilers-Flames at 9:30 after that. The Oilers up 3-1, looking to close things out. Let's head to our FanDuel Fast Break. We've got three lines for you guys tonight. The Warriors, a -7 at home to close things out. I think they get it done. I think they just wanted to do it in front of their own home crowd. Rangers, a +128 money line. Maybe they snap that hurricane streak just for fun. I think it might be a fun line to ride. And then the Oilers are a +126, an underdog to close things out on the road. I like both hockey underdogs. Screw it. Have some fun. On this day in sports history, back in 2019, the Indianapolis 500, you had 2016 IndyCar Series Series champion Simon Pagenaud of France, finishing just 0.2 of a second ahead of Alexander Rossi for Team Penske's record-extending 18th victory in the event. 0.2 of a second for a racing win is just insane. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsScene, and if you haven't already, you can check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments in live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.